No, they get like in a barn, like kind of like a loft kind of deal, and he takes it and removes the ladder. I think he leaves the Bible though. It's commentary on religion.
I think that is a good man's hard to find.
Is it like Fourth Wing?
Is Flannery O'Connor like Fourth Wing? Aaron, will you Google that while we talk? Hello and welcome to episode number 542 of the podcast. I'm your host, Knox McCoy.
And I'm your other host, Jamie Golden.
The podcast is a show dedicated to delightful idiocy, and we're committed to educating you on things entertain but do not matter.
To find out more about these khaki pursuits, check us out at knoxandjamie.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Podcast. And we are on Twitter. We still call it Twitter at Podcast Pod.
Thanks for joining us this week as we are going to be contemplating listener beige flags.
But before we do that, you guys, this Friday, big day, huge day, because we reveal a secret we've been keeping from you for 3 months, maybe more than one secret. Is it that we've accepted a professorship in the Tortured Poets Department? Are we track 5? Maybe. You can find out our secrets on Friday by being subscribed to our free weekly newsletter, Note for the Audio. More than 26,000 of you are already subscribed, so we would love for you, if you are not, to join the group. Simply click the link in the show notes, wherever you're listening to us right now, or head to knoxandjamie.com/secret and be in the best group text that will not require a side text to talk about the group text. Do you know what I mean? Also, it's not a group text. It's still just email, but sign up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
All right, Jamie, we are going to be discussing beige flags today. And that it's a term that, until we started preparing for this episode, I'm not confident I understood what they were. Did you always have a really good handle on beige flags?
Well, I did, only because I was there when the TikTok trend started in the summer of last year here in America, even though it began in Australia. And I freaking loved it, because as somebody who still dates, and as occasionally on a dating app, because that's how it kind of started, it was all about dating app bios. And it was like, what is a beige flag in a dating app bio? For example, if someone says, I'm looking for the Pam to my gym, that is a hard no, y'all.
Problem.
You do not want that person, okay? Or if somebody lists coffee as an interest, also beige flag. Like, you don't want to. But I like that it's evolved. Right? It's evolved now into something even more fun that we can self-identify. We can talk about our lovers. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're still doing that.
Yeah.
So a beige flag is an odd trait that, while not immediate cause for concern, is cause for pause. It's not a deal breaker like a red flag, but it's not exactly a plus like a green flag. The key is that it is weird, but harmless. For example, might be eating pizza with a fork. It's not going to break us as a family.
Mm-hmm.
But is it ideal? No, it is not.
So is pineapple pizza, is that a red flag, beige flag?
Well, on dating apps, it's 100% a pass. Like, okay. It is a red flag. If someone says the thing that makes them interesting is putting pineapple on a pizza, then you are pretty boring, because that's not interesting.
Aaron, you weren't here last week, obviously. And I want to ask you, do you think our decision to try to bring back Lover again, is that a podcast beige flag?
Yeah, this is really upsetting for me. When I listened back to the episode and y'all were talking, y'all just said Lover so many times. Yeah. I was like, it was just really upsetting.
Yeah. Okay, you sound a little sickly. Is TB full blown now?
No, listen. Uh-oh. Every year I just get a little bit of TB. It's okay. It's part of my DNA. It's part of my 2% Neanderthal that I have.
Yikes.
Number one, love the pronunciation, inflection. That's good stuff. You. Number two, I like to think of it as your TB just goes and hibernates. It never leaves. It's always with you. It just flares up.
It's something apart. It's something that's just a part of me.
That's good stuff. Yeah. That's good stuff. Jamie, if you had to name a beige flag, do you know, like, could you name one? Was this difficult for y'all to come up with? Because I would say, if I had to guess for you, I would say your propensity for out loud, non-cooperative conversation.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going, and you think you're supposed to be interacting. No. But it's a monologue that's been going for 20 years, man.
Absolutely.
And like, you just come and go through it. Like, it's not meant for you. It's just meant for the world, you know?
Yeah. And I don't even have to have people involved. Mm-hmm. Like, and actually, I prefer for you to be here, but not engage, you know?
That
like,
does.
Which is very hard, very difficult.
I know. It's not normal human behavior. So that's why it is a beige flag.
Yeah.
Beige.
Yeah.
Not red.
Definitely not red.
Definitely not red. Very khaki. Very khaki. Yeah. Aaron, what about you? What's a beige flag?
Probably mine is that I do not consume food in the way that it is meant to be consumed.
Mm.
I eat frozen bagel bites. I don't warm them up.
Right.
A popsicle. You eat them like a popsicle.
Right. And like the ice pops, I prefer to just drink them.
Okay. I like that actually.
I just raw dog frosted mini wheats, yeah, as we know. That's probably my beige flag.
I want to unpack the frozen bagel bites. Mm-hmm. Do you like to hold it in your mouth like an animal and let it thaw out naturally from the temperature? Are you like cutting through the ice? Like, what do
you bite into it or hold it?
I bite into it. Here's what happens. Like, first you kind of take your top teeth.
Okay.
And you kind of scrape the cheese cubes and the
little pepperoni squares.
Oh my god!
No, it's just cheese. You don't get meat in there. But you scrape the cheese cubes and the sauce, the frozen sauce, off first.
Okay,
and then the bagel part starts to get kind of soft.
Okay, it's thawing out a little bit.
Yeah, it starts thaw, and then you can eat it in bites.
I like
there's
that.
A physics to it or a chemistry to it.
Yeah, there's a chemistry to
bit
it.
Bit of a absolutely. Bit of a timetable. I kind of like.
I mean, there's a science to it. There's an art, if you will.
Sure. I enjoy that you don't watch TV as it's intended. You don't eat many foods as it's intended. Has anyone ever told you you have authority issues?
No, I don't think I do. I follow the rules.
Yeah. Don't want to have an Enneagram number. Don't eat foods like they're supposed to. Don't want to watch TV like it's made. I don't think you do. It doesn't feel like
I don't think I do either. I'm fine. I'm very normal.
Do you have a beige flag, Knox?
My beige flag, I don't know. Maybe you guys can help me with this. I feel like it's hard to know your own beige flag, you know? It helps for someone else to tell you a little bit because I have theories of what mine could be. But I asked Ashley and she's like, man, I don't know. She's like, I would probably say your love affair with your pregnancy pillow. Because I've recently been influenced.
Did you come over to the dark side?
Oh my gosh, you have a pregnancy pillow?
Yeah, Jason really sang the virtues of it. And I was like, I was having a hard time. I just wasn't sleeping well. So I was like, all right, let's do this. And it's just, I'm inextricably linked with this thing now. You know, like when I travel, I'm like, should I do a separate suitcase for this?
Yeah.
And I think I might, you know.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, really you will. Yeah.
It doesn't
I think
make
that's
like
a green flag.
The physics of sleeping, you know, especially someone else in the bed, that's not great. So I do feel like we need to solve that probably. But, you know, for just getting good sleep.
In a king bed? You got a king bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's plenty of room.
But it's like, it's hard to like, you know, be sweet, you know?
Yeah.
What?
I like how you navigated that.
Is that what y'all call it?
You know, just like, you know.
Hey, you want to be, hey, Ben, you want
to
be sweet?
It's just tough to thaw the bagel bite. Know what I mean? Like, it's just.
You should tell him, I can't put a whole bagel bite in my mouth, but I would like to be sweet.
And that's how it goes.
Let me add, I would, these are the two I thought maybe. My handwriting, I feel like my handwriting's a beige flag. It's not good.
No, I don't think, because I mean, who's handwriting anything?
Nobody, but like, you know, like when someone has to handwrite something, it just looks normal. They achieve normalcy.
No, true.
I do not. It's very scratchy and zero kill.
No. That's why it's easy to, we can plagiarize it.
Yeah.
Because we can.
You'd be like, how would Ted Bundy do this?
My other favorite thing about you that I think is a beige flag, because somebody, we put this as an example in the Instagram post when we asked listeners, and it was about responding and opening messages mm-hmm. and how her beige flag is that she will respond to a message and then seconds later get another message and won't respond to that one for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know you're holding the phone still.
Yeah, it's about boundaries, though. I'm like, I'm not now your audience, right? I will now reestablish the power dynamic of conversation.
So yeah, it's not a red flag, but it's like, you are going to have to talk to him another way. Like, you're going to have to reach out to him another way. Yeah.
Could your beige flag be the fact that you refuse to use the company's Google Drive?
That might be it. That might be it.
That you're like your authority issues, and it's your own authority. Like, you own the company, and you actually refuse to submit to your own authority.
I like that you feel hurt, and now you're lashing out at me. That's okay. I accept that, and it's a good point. Frankly, it really is a good point. Because I was in a meeting, and Christina was like, "It would just be easier if you did this." And I'm like, "I'm gonna be honest with you, Christina. I'm just not gonna do it. It's not gonna happen." Yeah. I think also my volume when I throw up. It is excessive.
I thought it was like whisper.
No.
And it was weird.
I got sick a couple weeks ago. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be sick. And it was like 5 a.m. I was like, be cool. You know, nobody needs to hear this. So I went into it. Sometimes like it's just on you and like you don't know how your body's going to react. This time I was like, dog, come on, you can do this. So I was like, okay, whisper mode. But it's like a, like it's so, to me, it's like getting it out has to have sound projected. Almost.
No, I think that's part of the healing process.
I think like, so.
Yeah, that's how your nausea goes away because it's scared.
It is the worst thing about myself without a question because it's so dramatic. It's really unnerving to be in the same room probably.
Oh, I hope I never hear that.
Yeah, I hope nobody does. Okay, I think that's good context because we asked on social about beige flags and our listeners responded in kind. Aaron, what did you say? You had like a contextual kind of observation on all the comments?
Well, I just said that a lot of people think that these are beige flags, but I really feel like they're lying to God and themselves mm-hmm. that these are really red flags.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they're just trying to spin
deeply,
it.
Deeply red flags.
And there is a movement on TikTok that when people post, they're, because it's normally, to be fair, it's normally women posting a man's beige flag.
Sure.
And they're usually just like, hey, this is what I hate about my husband or my lover, and I hate it. And it's just an excuse to be like, help me figure out that I need to leave this person. Like, yeah. help me know.
I do feel very comfortable saying, on balance, men seem like they have way more beige flags. And I feel like it's because maybe society and culture hasn't like checked it out of them, you know?
That's right. I think men are just not aware because no one forces them to be aware.
We're just not conditioned to do that. So we're not conditioned to know you got to be quiet when you throw up. Or maybe it's a medical condition.
I blame the Constitution. It was made for you.
But we did ask and we got so many good responses. I feel mad because there were so many good responses. We just don't have time to talk about all of the responses. But instead of like reading it and just kind of responding, we're going to play a game. We're going to call it like true, like actual beige flag, red flag, or just low-key awesome, okay? Does that feel good? Does that make sense to
love
everybody?
It.
Okay. All right. So this first one, this is from Teal McRoberts. My husband's beige flag is that he leaves every social gathering early by slapping his knee, standing up, and saying, well, better get on back to the ranch, in the appropriate accent. We do not live on a ranch, nor anywhere close to one, as we are in the Northeast. I appreciate that the man can leave. Jamie, how do you feel about this?
That's a beige flag. But, like, because here's the thing. It's not a deal breaker.
Right.
Because... But I'm thinking about Teal McRoberts and going, hey, is this what you want to live through? If you're married, my parents this week are married 54 years. And if my dad did that every time, he would die by my mom's whisk. Like she would beat him to death.
About it? Like the rancher, the name checking a ranch, the accent.
New. We're not even trying anything new.
Okay.
We're never going to try something new. And this is every time, instead of just being like, should we go? Yeah. Like, that could be it. You know what I mean?
If he did different accents, would that be okay?
Yes. If he did, like, Australian and then, like, British, but then Canadian, but then, like, Southern, but Charleston Southern and then Louisiana Southern.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I think the fact that there is no ranch makes this even better for me. I love this so much. The slapping of the knee is really the cherry on top. I like a physical prompt. You know, like a subconscious physical prompt. I'm a quiet clapper when it's time to leave, like at a dinner table. I'll do like a, just a little
like tiny tap. Okay.
Because if you stand up, that's aggressive. Like you're making everyone be like, whoa, what's this guy doing? You know, what's this about? But if you just do a little, then everyone's like, I don't know. I feel prompted to do something. And then we all stand up. It's a very graceful punctuation. So I like that. I want to add an accent now. I'm inspired by this. I think this is just low-key awesome.
Okay.
All right, next one. This is morgan.lee.read. I always open the microwave before the time runs out, and I don't clear it after I'm done. It'll just stay on the remaining seconds until I use it. Next, Jamie, how do you feel about this?
This is tough because I do need the timer to be cleared. I don't love that. However, I am going to still, I still think this is a beige flag because is it a cause for divorce? No. But is it a, if like the therapist goes, okay, we only have 10 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Mm-hmm. This is what we would talk about.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. We'd have a conversation.
It's not the main event, but it is an undercard event that you got to talk about. I will say I also like opening the door before the time runs out. Feels like I'm winning a race. Like I'm beating the microwave.
Who are you running against?
The microwave. And I beat it again. Man over machine. You know, I'm still the one like running the race.
Got
for
it.
Everybody. On the short stuff, I'll always preempt the ending. If it's like a, you know, like a 10 minute kind of deal, I'll let the microwave have
What's
that one.
What's cooking for 10 minutes?
So when my daughter's impatient and she doesn't want to wait on me boiling like pasta, she will do it for 10 minutes in a bowl in the microwave. And that'll achieve the same effect.
Will
But I'll let the microwave have that one. Because I don't want to edge the microwave all the time, you know? I feel like the microwave needs to...
Don't edge your bagel bites.
It's essentially what's happening in the microwave, you know? I mean, that's essentially what you're doing. But not clearing it, that's the big red flag. That's the problem.
So you're making it a red flag.
It's a red flag. You have to clear it. Wow. What are you doing? It would be like setting 15 alarms and never just like reusing one. It would be just like...
That's fine. Nobody cares about that.
Nobody here does that. So that's a crazy...
Would you beige flag or red flag that? Or low-key awesome. You're like into the microwave being chaotic.
We aren't allowed to have a microwave at the Moon household because Ben won't let us have one.
Because back at the ranch, we're not allowed to have one.
So this is, I can't really speak into this.
Bro, honestly. Is that why you started eating frozen bagel bites? Because you can't have nice things?
You don't know how to cook them?
I started eating frozen bagel bites in college. So this preempted Ben mood. But I don't know. I can't really speak into Morgan's beige flag. But it feels like you should clear the time. That's annoying.
Yeah.
Is talking about edging a microwave a beige flag?
Let me stop. Ask that. Talking about edging.
No, that's a green flag.
Thank you. I agree. Yeah. I agree. Next up, Sugar and Zoe. My husband got a sidecar for his bike, so our three-legged dog can ride with him. He picks up the kids at the bus stop like that. Is this a beige flag in any universe? Oh,
this is low-key awesome. Look, first of all God's creatures get infinitely better when they're missing a limb. I don't know why. I don't know if they're just compensating with personality. Mm-hmm. But they're usually a really fun hang. Like if a shark took it, if, you know, you're born without it, I love it. I love it.
100% approval rating. It's always good to see a sidecar. I like that you call it a shark taking a limb. Because it gives
that
it an elegance.
To her. I read the book.
No, I know. I've seen the movie too, and it's cool. I'm just
Carrie Underwood's in it. She's a great actress.
It brings to mind what was the is it Good Man's Hard to Find, the Flannery O'Connor story where the Bible salesman takes a leg. You know, it's like he takes and it sucks, but it's kind of cool how they went about it.
He took it like he cut it off of somebody.
No, they get like in a barn, like kind of like a loft kind of deal, and he takes it and removes the ladder. I think he leaves the Bible though. It's commentary.
I think that is a good man.
But it's just not as violent. Like a shark, like it's very violent when a shark.
Is it like Fourth Wing?
Is Flannery O'Connor like Fourth Wing? I'm gonna Google that. Aaron, will you Google that while we talk?
My gosh, Flannery O'Connor just rose up from her grave.
She is the Walking Dead spinoff.
I was just trying to figure out if I liked it, if I'd want to read it.
My gosh.
Part of me worries about. What are we missing? Because this is so obviously a green flag, right? Like if the dog or cat or whatever has a helmet, like that's the coolest thing ever. This is a community hero. So it almost implies something nefarious is underway. Like they are kidnappers and he does this to kidnap children. And that's why it's like,
oh, so it's not he, because she didn't, she didn't say he picks up our kids.
Right.
She said he picks up the kids.
There's no possessiveness, right? Otherwise, this is so obviously cool. There's something bad here. Right.
Sugar and Zoe, you will need to deny this publicly in order for us to feel good about not
we
reporting
need
you.
Photographic evidence.
That's yeah, right. Yes. We will disavow unless you can prove that this is cool.
Yeah, can you send us a pic?
Yeah. Great. Okay, next up, this is MG_Richter says, my beige flag is that if you compliment any article of clothing I'm wearing, I'll tell you I got it on sale, where it's from, how much it costs compared to the cost of the full price item, and then continue to convince you that you should get said item for yourself. Jamie, how do you feel about this?
This, for me, is a... low-key awesome. That's what we're looking for. When we compliment you, now, like if I'm complimenting your lashes, you may not tell me where you got your lashes from. But when I say, gosh, I really love that sweater. Like I was on a plane once And she had a carry-on bag in the seat across the row from me. And I was like, oh my gosh, that carry-on bag is so dope. I love it. And she was like, oh my gosh, it was a gift. It's so expensive. And I went, oh no, I have been clocked. And listen, I was sitting across her in the row in first class. And I was like, oh, I've been clocked as Dollar General on this plane. And she thinks she is Bergdorf's. And I was like, how dare you? I earned this. I didn't earn it.
Do you think she was lying to you?
No, I just think she thought I couldn't afford it. Like, I think she just thought.
See, I have this as like.
Now, it could be that I was wearing like an Old Navy athleisure suit.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Which is fair.
That's on the upper end of the store. That's a very expensive part of an Old Navy, you know, contextually speaking.
Yeah, it's in the front. I buy clothes from the front. I don't even go to the back.
I have this as like red flag, but culturally, because this feels like a very Southern thing to do. I don't know if the coastal elites do this. But it feels like if you get complimented, you have to downplay it immediately and be like, it's on sale, it's hand-me-down, someone died in it, and I'm wearing it. I'm sorry.
See, I would give that to Southerners and Midwesterners. Okay. That feels also like a Midwestern vibe, like a very kind, like...
Midwestern feels like, I'll give it to you. Do you want like, it? Have it.
Like, yours. You like my coat? You can have it. You need it? Yeah, they're much nicer than we are, I think.
Yeah, I feel like people in the South are so weird about money. They're so weird about money that to be like, I know it's nice and it's cool. Thank you. That's just not an exchange.
You know how we know we're weird? It's when that guy in December got stuck in that urn at that party at an Alabama fancy house, mm-hmm. and all they talked about in the paper was how much that urn cost.
Oh God!
Do you know what I mean? That's how you know it's about money. It's like, hey, a man got stuck in an urn. Yeah. Do not bury the lead.
Connor almost died. Was it Connor? I don't even remember.
It was Connor.
He almost died, but that urn, man, that urn. So I'm gonna go cultural red flag. That's where I'm gonna go.
Oh, okay. So Aaron, is it low-key awesome or is it a red flag?
I think it is. I think it's a beige flag.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I think it's beige.
Because it's also like, hey, I'm just trying to give you a compliment. I didn't like want the Wikipedia on your freaking scarf, bro. Like, just like get out of my face about all the details.
Maybe we could just accept a compliment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm speaking for myself too, but also like, you know, just be like, oh, thank
you. I just want to be like, Etsy. I'm trying to support small businesses.
I know. But you know what? I'm just trying. On my vision board is like, give one compliment a day and you're making this like a whole thing. And I don't want to do that.
I don't need the Wikipedia.
Listen, it's proving that the compliment is real. You want it? You think it's that good?
Yeah.
Show me how you're going to buy it right now. Buy it right now.
Shopping cart purchase right now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Olive & June. As a longtime user, like 6 years, and a huge fan of Olive & June, I still can't get over how easy and convenient their Manny systems are. Between hosting 2 podcasts, planning a live show, and our latest merch launch, I haven't had much time for like self-care and sitting around at a salon for hours. No time, but I do love having pretty nails, and it's during these busy, hectic times that I'm especially thankful for Olive & June. Their Manny and Petty systems come with everything you could possibly need to have salon-worthy nails genuinely at home whenever you want them, even if you only have 5 minutes. I love how Olive & June, they've created products for those of us with a lot on our plates who maybe are not great at doing their nails. Like, I don't have a ton of skill set. And look, they've made it easy. The number of times I've done my nails in a rush as I'm about to run out the door and then end up smudging them, it's super embarrassing. You'd think I'd learn by now, but no more. Olive & June's line of tab press-ons are a life hack I never want to live without. They're so easy to put on and come in different sizes, so you can always find the perfect fit for you. They look so real and they last like 10 or more days, and they're not damaging like gel. I love that I can order them as part of the Manny system with up to 4 different tab sets. It's the perfect time-saving prezi for myself. Visit oliveandjune.com/podcast for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/podcast for 20% off your first system. This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Aura Frames. I am super excited to share that this brand is not only Knox and Jamie approved, but more importantly, it's Chuck and Jan approved. Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected frames with unlimited storage, so you can share as many photos you want from your phone and they just magically appear on the frame. If Chuck and Jan aren't enough of an endorsement, it's also been named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter. It's such a fun gift for all ages. Do you know what my favorite part of the Aura frame is? I haven't been called over to Chuck and Jan's house even once for like Tech Sunday to like set it up, to fix it. It's truly the perfect set it and forget it gift in the best way possible. I was over to their house for Easter dinner. My niece sent all the adorable photos we had taken of my cutie patootie great nephews to Chuck and Jan's Aura frame. And it was so easy and seamless and fun to have the photos show up before we even left the house. Jan is the most difficult person to buy gifts for. And I was excited to see how much she loves her Aura frame because I immediately decided to get one for her bedside table for Mother's Day this year. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code podcast at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Has everyone's social calendar suddenly picked up or is it just me? This is that magical time of the year when I can actually enjoy a patio lunch with Jan or just be outside for longer than 10 minutes without immediately regretting every life choice. You know what I mean? Since this beautiful weather only lasts about 5 days in Alabama, it's always tempting to cram in as many social gatherings as possible, for I need to limit myself to indoor only activities, and it can be easy to ignore my social battery and spread myself too thin. As an extrovert, I tend to thrive around people, and I always thought the more the merrier when it came to social commitments. Therapy has been super helpful in giving me the self-awareness I needed to build a social life that does not drain my battery. Being able to not only recognize my boundaries, but be able to enforce them has been so helpful in creating some balance in my life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Since it's entirely online, the convenience truly cannot be beat, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/podcastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/podcastpod.
Okay, let's go. This is Fawad 693. My husband's beige flag is that he calls crackle barrel every time without fail.
This is a beige flag. And I would say it is because, first of all, to be super clear, the cracker part is the most imperative part of the cracker barrel. So if it was the barrel that he was twisting, I might be like, low key awesome.
Also, if it's cracker bearer, you'd be like, that's kind of cool.
I'm like, that's great. Yeah. I like it. And it also does bear crackers if you go inside. But we've grown. We're not calling it Crackle Barrel.
Okay, Miss Bald Peanuts. And this is
that's Mr. how I pronounce it. I'm saying it correctly.
I know. See, I do instead of Reese's Pieces. I
see. You say Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. So, and it's fun. I think it's low key freaking awesome, man. It's like a sonic diversity of conversation. You know, I just think like that's a fun thing to hear sometimes. Have you been to Crackle Barrel recently, by the way?
No, I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in probably 5 years.
Jeez. What about you, Aaron? Have you been recently?
I've probably been like maybe 2 years ago.
Changed the menu. Changed so much.
What do you
so
mean? Different.
I used to get the double meat breakfast. I told a waitress that and she was like, we don't have that. What? I was like, what are you talking about? This is a very simple concept. And Sunday chicken's different. Everything's different. It's just all wrong. And it's different. It's bad.
Everything's changing.
They serve beer now. You can get drunk at Cracker Barrel.
They serve beer? I can't serve beer at Crackle Barrel. Oh, they do. You can buy a Yankee Candle and drink beer.
You can get on a rocking chair. You can drink a beer. You can play a triangle game. And you cannot have the Sunday chicken anymore. Like it God intended. So I'm going to go Loki awesome again.
No. Yeah. Aaron, beige flag, or Loki awesome?
Here's the thing. I really love when people mispronounce things. Like,
she's like, green light. Yeah,
Loki awesome. Like, it is. It's Loki awesome. Yeah. I love the Walmarts. I love Crackle Barrel.
You like frustrated? Yeah. I'm so frustrated.
I love that. I love that.
What that's, linguistical innovation, you know? That's the spice of life right there.
I love that. Yeah, I love it.
Okay, next up, Aaron Renee Fager says, instead of dipping Oreos in milk, my husband runs them underwater. First time I saw this, I was in shock.
Yeah, we're going to all agree on this. I can feel it. That's a red flag. He doesn't dip them. And that's the part. He doesn't dip them in water. He waterboards them.
Yes, he does. Thank you.
Sink. Disgusting. Like, this is a chaotic energy. And if he'll waterboard that Oreo, he'll waterboard you.
Yeah. Yeah. Not in a cool way.
And not in a sexual way.
No, I mean, he might also that, but probably more.
But that's
so
only with consent. Yeah.
So I think dipping them in water wouldn't be an issue for me. It is.
No, it would still be an issue.
It's not the best, but I'm like, I don't know. Some people drink hot water before bed and like that makes them feel good. I don't know. Like that's their journey. It's the fact that he's standing either at a sink under a faucet of water or in a bathroom and just holding the Oreo and eating it. That's
now in a bathroom. I didn't even think about it in a bathroom.
That makes it kind of Soviet and weird, you know?
Okay. So Aaron was for the audio. Aaron was doing a motion where she was taking the Oreo left to right underneath the faucet.
Yep.
But I think he's probably holding it there, right? It's not
says he runs it under there.
Yeah.
Not like he just holds it.
Oh, wow. There's a whole dance to it.
I mean, I think so. Otherwise, you put it in a cup or glass and you would just like control the
flag
dunkage.
Is getting redder. It's getting redder.
I think this is like watch list. This is red watch list, you know, because
I don't think you should be allowed to buy Oreos.
We need a video of this.
Yeah. Aaron Renee Fager, he needs to own it. And if you want it to remain something that does not cause us to call in a divorce attorney for you, we will need a video of it.
What would be more concerning for you if like someone running Oreos under a faucet, under a bathroom faucet, or someone running Oreos under a faucet of water and watching themselves eat it in the mirror? If you walked in and someone was eating Oreos and they were watching themselves, how concerned would you be?
No, that's two levels up. What is it called? Red alarm?
Red alert?
Five alarm?
Yeah.
Five alarm fire.
There you go. There you go.
So the Oreo regular would be a one. I've already forgotten what I said.
No, keep on this because I want someone to sketch
one
this
alarm
out.
Fire. One alarm fire. If you're watching yourself eat it and grinning just a little.
Yeah.
And that's a five alarm fire.
What if he does it with a bathtub faucet?
What if he's dipping it in his own bath water?
No, that's an Oreo burn.
No, but like he's running it under it
as he's in the tub.
As his
no, he goes full salt burn. Explodes. He lets it dissolve in the bath water and then he slurps it out of the drink. I like that. So Aaron Renee Fager, I think we actually redeemed this. This could have been so much worse. But if he does watch himself eat it in the mirror, that's a problem. And you need to call somebody.
Congratulations. Your love is real and gorgeous. Yeah.
Okay. Next, Allison Hobbs _, just a _ hanging out there in front of God and everybody. The existential cliff.
It does look like a diglet.
It does. It does. Just a little dangle there.
Happy diglet.
She says, husband's beige flag is he uses an electric toothbrush manually.
What?
Is that a problem?
It is a problem. Listen, I use a electric. Aaron, do you use electric or manual?
I actually do this.
Oh.
Okay. Is it out of laziness or is it like, I don't want to bow down to
I don't
electric?
Know where the batteries are.
No, I forget that it is electric.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just forget to push the button.
Just cultural conditioning.
Where your literal thumb is, where you're holding it.
Yeah, it's a quip. And so I just kind of like forget.
Yeah.
I would think with a quip, it's fair because a quip is still shaped like a toothbrush. Yeah. Yeah, I will give you that.
Thank you.
But electric, like an Oral-B, it's a round circle.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? You're missing all the benefits of a manual.
But if Allison's husband is using a quip, then I understand.
That's fair.
From.
If we talked about this, I'm a blue collar guy. You know, I go old school toothbrush.
Everybody says that about you.
They do. People always, they come up to me on the street. They say, sir, you're so blue collar. And I don't like the pressure of the electricity and the maintenance. What if I get sick? I got to replace this thing. That was a lot of money. You know,
why are you going to replace it if you're sick?
Because if you get strep.
Oh my gosh, you replace your toothbrush if you get strep.
You guys don't? You shower urinators? You also just like germ your mouth? How long have you had the current toothbrushes you've had?
No, I replace it I replace the head every 3 months.
Yeah. That's a lie. That's a lie from hell.
No, yeah, I have a little timer.
I'm on a subscription.
And and it has the thing that says like it turns a color if it's like it's time to change your head.
I'm looking up about Fourth Wing and Flannery O'Connor. And then I'm looking up toothbrush changing if you get sick.
Yeah, are you supposed to change it when you're sick? I didn't know that. I'll be honest. I didn't know that. When you know better, you do better.
WebMD agrees you should replace your toothbrush after strep throat. That's WebMD. I don't know that WebMD is the most reliable narrator.
To be fair, I haven't had a baby disease like strep throat since I was a baby.
Okay.
I hope you didn't get strep throat again because it's a
baby. Well, you know, if I get it, it'll be from you.
Well, maybe.
Because maybe that's what you have now.
No, I don't.
No, that's tuberculosis. We've established
tuberculosis.
That.
That's right. That's fair.
It's eternal. Perpetual tuberculosis.
It's probably not contagious if you've had it for 21 years.
Yeah.
It's just its own strain. Its own unique
This is the
lab
strain.
This is the West Texas strain.
Yeah. That's right.
From 1999.
My personal strain.
If it ever gets out, it's going to be the stand up in here. Mm-hmm. But for now, we're cool. Next up, this is Kelsey Longino. She says, wait, no. I don't know what she was talking about before that. Wait, no. I know what my lover's beige flag is. He calls lube juice.
The reason she started off that way is because she had tried a bunch of other beige flags, and then she remembered. She was like, and listen, her others were not as impressive as this. This, however, I will still say is only a beige flag. My issue is you shouldn't call it juice. You should call it grease. It's right there.
Okay. I think this is low-key awesome because I love different names for something that is kind of weird. So I think this is great.
What are other examples of that? I would like to hear.
I don't really have any, but it just went when for
no,
something.
For the audio. Big, you know, side eye. Big side eye.
Just getting sweet, you know, just like getting sweet. should we call it sweet juice, you know?
No.
There's a quote from Heat, the Pacino De Niro movie, where one of the characters says the action is the juice. So I feel like that aligns, you know?
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. But then I think it has a pop culture reference.
If you go Steel Magnolias, drink the juice, Shelby, that as it hits different now, you know, in that situation.
What if it's vanilla flavor? Then you might be on board.
Might be fine. Yeah, so
that's fine.
If they got like weird horny during People versus OJ, when Ross would say juice like all the time, that explains that, you know? So there are consequences to decisions you guys make. So I'm gonna stick with just looking awesome.
Okay. Well, I'm beige flag. Aaron?
I would like to just remove myself from
just
this.
Pass.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't like it.
She didn't like sweet juice. I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely not.
Bottle _of_tears says, my husband's beige flag is that when he gets super anxious or nervous, I will find him dipping cotton balls in Vaseline and then putting them in metal tins, hundreds of them, to supposedly use as fire starters. Note, we have a gas fireplace.
Everything about this is magical. Low-key awesome all the way around. The fact that you don't need them ever, you're really just prepping for the apocalypse. Also, Vaseline, always low-key awesome. Vaseline and its multiple things that it can do, I love Vaseline.
Sure.
Like, it's amazing.
The supposedly and the we have a gas fireplace, those are pretty damning points of detail, honestly.
But listen, he gets super anxious or nervous. This is just a coping strategy. And this is a harmless coping strategy.
Except for the hundreds of tins of fire-inducing cotton balls.
I mean, you are going to have to move some of those out. Like, you are going to have to pass those on to neighbors at gifts at the holidays.
It does feel like he has a Etsy shop for aspiring arsonists who want to set, like, a quirky blaze, you know? Like a fun little Wes Anderson set piece.
I'm going to do this tonight. I want to see what a cotton ball, how much fire I can get out of it.
You can get 4 minutes.
Out of a cotton ball with Vaseline?
That's what it says.
Yo. See, I always start fires with the dryer lint, you know? Like when you like clean off the dryer vent thing and it's got all the lint on it. Like that's super flammable.
Listen, if you put Vaseline where you put perfume, it lasts longer. I do that every day.
Look at us with all our Vaseline hacks.
Vaseline, call us. We'll do a whole campaign for you.
Yeah, girl.
Let's see. This one is _Cole Ma'am. I will literally wait in a bathroom stall to avoid washing my hands at the same time as someone else.
Okay, so beige flag, because that's weird. Because if you're like, I'm not going to wait forever, because who knows? Like, somebody could be changing a diaper.
Sure.
I can't wait forever. But I did see Kelly Bandis on Instagram. She's a listener. She made a reel of like the difference between when someone is watching you wash your hands, how you wash your hands, and when someone is not watching you wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference. Do you wash your hands differently when someone is watching versus when someone isn't?
No, I don't have enough space in my head to contain two different realities.
Like, are you doing a quick, like flick, flick, if no one's watching? Or are you doing like, I'm prepping for surgery if someone's watching? Because I do go maybe probably 6 seconds longer because I want to be like, I want them to be like, I've never had COVID and I'm a good person. Like, I don't know.
You're deep in the hygiene theater. You're like, look at this. You even hold your arms up like you need a nurse to like give your grub.
And I'll use the dryer. I'm like, I'm also good at the planet Earth.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that.
No, I'm not proud of that. That's embarrassing, but it is what I do.
It's probably a little different men's rooms. That's why I'm a low-key awesome.
Is that the understatement of the planet?
Look, man.
It's different in men's bathrooms.
So I often do this, and I feel like there's an unspoken code of like, when you're wrapping up, I'll be here, but we're not wrapping at the same time, and we're also not washing hands at the same time. That's a personal principle.
And how does a man learn that? Is it someone told you that, or you just got the vibes of that?
I think you just get the vibe of that. You're born with it or you're not. I can't live in a world where I'm washing hands next to someone who I just listened to them like potato gun all their intestines out like 2 feet away from me. and then just be like, this weather, right? So rad, man. I'm going to let him do his thing. I'll wait a few minutes and then I'll come out and do my thing.
Okay. You know, fair enough. Yeah. Well, I think this is a beige flag. I don't think there's a harm, but I don't think it's low key awesome. I'm not going to sit in there because there's the most germs are in that little stall.
Sure. You're not wrong, but I will just say green flag for me, the coal man.
Green flag. Green flag. Okay, Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beige.
Yeah.
It's beige.
Okay, Jamie, let's continue. This is from Kendra Bandy. My husband is convinced he sees celebrities in public, Midwestern, all caps, places, all the time. He still swears he saw Scarlett Johansson in the Waterloo, Illinois Walmart last year, population 11,000.
Listen, the shade of this flag really depends on how hard Kendra's husband holds to what he believes is true. Mm-hmm. Because if he holds too hard to it, if he's like, I'm telling you, I saw Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
And he like makes a big deal about it. Then that's a red flag. Okay.
No, you're completely wrong. That's insane. No. It's not a lie if you believe it. And why?
Welcome to America.
Why do you want to live in a world where you definitely, now if he says like, I saw ScarJo and I think she checked me out at the Walmart, that's a red flag. That's, I don't like that.
No, and to be fair, who's to say that Scarlett doesn't ride hard for the Pioneer Woman when she's in Illinois?
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe she's like, I got to give me some, a crock pot. That's,
exactly.
Got a weird print on it that doesn't feel Texas at all, but okay. And well, she's not from Texas.
She's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's right. And you hate Oklahoma, right?
No, I don't hate. No. Oh. My gosh. No, I would never.
My
I
stars. Why would you imply such a thing?
Hard. I like to go to Crackle Bear.
I just layout. Don't know how to drive as well as we do. That's all.
I get it. I think I want to live in a world where I probably deep down know that I didn't see Benedict Lumberjack at Zaxby's in Waterloo, Illinois. But maybe I did. Maybe I did.
Yeah, and who's to say that, like, you, I mean, why would they not go to Zaxby's? Yeah. Zaxby's is great. You
get is that Sophia Vergara at the Walgreens? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe she needs a pregnancy test. Who cares?
Who like, cares?
Where's she going to get it if she doesn't go to Walgreens?
This is green flag. That's better than I saw Dale. Wow. You remember your old Sunday school teacher, Dale? I saw him at the Walgreens. Who cares? Nobody cares.
Oh, yeah. I think you sold it. I do think it's a green flag.
I would say lie more. He should be lying way more. Again, unless he's like, Benedict Lumberjack checked me out at Zaxby's. Then I'll be like,
My favorite would be if he kept an Instagram account where every person he sees, he takes a low key photo of.
Yep.
And then he's just like, hey, did y'all see Scarlett Johansson? And it's just a lady named Wendy.
Exactly.
You know, and then he's taking a picture of
it. That makes it better. Like the B plot of Game Night with the woman thinks she slept with Denzel Washington and is definitely not Denzel Washington. It's the best, man. It's the best. Okay. Let's go. Steph Rink 11. As my husband sits in our armchair reading at night, he always has his leg crossed and picks at the calluses on his heels. By the end of the night, he's got a nice little pile of clippings, shreddings, beside him on the stand that he says constitutes him exfoliating, and inevitably, he leaves them there.
Okay, this is a red flag. Now, is it accurate that it is exfoliating? Yes, 100%. But you are not going to leave a less than skin version of yourself in the room where we watched Fleabag season 2. We're not going to do it. This is a holy space. Yep. This is a sacred space. We are not going to have just the place you're supposed to do that is like before you pee in the shower.
Okay. Yeah.
You're supposed to use your petty egg. Just use your pet egg.
After you brush your teeth with your strep toothbrush before you pee in the shower. That's order of operations, right?
Yeah, you brush your teeth last before you leave. That's the last thing you do.
I wanted to give this a just looky awesome. So bad. Because I wanted to be like men taking care of themselves. Men self-care. let's love each other instead of yell.
The Constitution strikes again.
You know, let's for once think about men, you know, like let's do that. But is the last sentence, it breaks it. You can't leave.
He leaves them there.
You can't leave pieces of your body anywhere. You just can't do that. That's insane.
Steph, you got to get, Steph, just leave us two heart emojis on our next post on Instagram if you need help getting out.
Yeah. Okay. Rachel Lanai, maybe. My lover's beige flag is that instead of therapy or normal ways to relieve stress, he's really into sad baths, mostly when it comes to sports, sometimes just life. Freddie Freeman leaving the Braves, sad bath. His favorite NASCAR driver retiring, sad bath. McDonald's out of Sprite, sad bath. Bad day at work, sad bath. No bubbles, no bath salts, nothing fun, just a man left to his thoughts.
Listen, I'm going to make this a beige flag. I want to make it low-key awesome, but I can't. I have already gone on record publicly that baths are full of bacteria.
Sure.
That is supported by all dermatologists that they have E. coli. Streptococcus. So I don't love that. But I also know that why can't a side bath be a normal way to relieve stress, Rachel? Why can't, you know, but baths are also gross. So I'm going to say it's a beige flag because it's both fine and gross.
I think this is just low-key awesome because I look at it as like trauma baptism, you know, of just like, I need to purge, like I need catharsis on my sadness. And the thought of someone being like, Ricky Bobby just retired. That was his last Brickyard 400. I'm going to take a sad bath. I think that's hilarious. That's like the funniest thing ever.
Aaron, right now, I just want you to visually in your mind, create an image of Knox in a sad bath. Oh. Can you picture it?
Oh, no, yeah. I don't want to do
that's
that.
That's a nature violation. How dare you?
I love this. I love a bath. A bath is a good way to deal with stress.
Yeah.
I do want him to add in some like gels or bubbles or something, just like a fun moment for him.
More bath bombs?
Yeah. Like let's maybe we should send him like a gift bag, a gift basket.
See, I think that's part of the like no frills, just me, just a man in the woods apart and his sadness. I think it makes it very, very Essene, you know, very just like,
okay,
I'm here.
Okay. Like
and
very John the Baptist?
Yeah. Like I'm plunging, not in a cold plunge. I'm just a sad plunge. Just a
but
sad plunge.
What about
plunge.
A candle? Like, not even a candle to like represent what I'm mourning?
Sure. Yeah, you dim those lights, put a dimmer on them cans.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all.
A dimmer on them cans.
Tell her you're sexy. Yeah. I think my favorite thing is like when I feel like I'm sick or I have a fever, hot bath, real hot bath. Just
hot
try
bath.
To, just yeah, try to like oh, yeah. burn that fever out. Yeah, be like, yeah, oh, yeah. I can do this too, bro. Like, who's going to win?
It feels very like 17th century.
Exactly.
God, you're competing with the microwave, your immune system. You're yeah. just going to town.
Listen, you are getting judgmental about baths and you're jamming a strep stick all across your gums. Okay?
I don't have strep.
let's see. This is Lila Bobila. That's a great name.
That's good.
Perfect.
No underscores. Just Lila yeah. Bobila. Love it.
You're so brutal about the underscore.
I'm sorry. It's just like, I don't know. Go a different way. You know, it's such a consolation.
Add a number.
Yeah.
This is easy.
Anything. Yeah. She says, my husband named my period Ethel, and he does a weird raspy smoker voice for it. I don't know if it's beige, but it's something.
Listen, this is low-key awesome. I think, and I would wonder, Aaron, do you have a, because I have a voice for my period. Do you have a voice for your period?
I do not have a voice for my period.
Listen, when my period starts, I always go, well, 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 we meet again. And then I have to like get my life together. My period is like, she's worked at a factory
okay.
for 50 years, can't retire because she has no pension.
Yeah.
And she just keeps showing up at work and really not doing a great job. And actually that job, that factory doesn't even make a product anymore, but she shows up.
What does
every
it make? Is it like a
nothing? Whoa. It doesn't make anything as the owner intended for it to not ever create anything. Do you know what I mean?
I love that your period also is a commentary on late stage capitalism. You know,
that's right. That's what I'm saying. Like yeah. my period, I don't need it. I don't need my period, but my period shows up like clockwork still.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, you can retire. And it's like, no, this is all I have.
Is that the period voice? Yeah, are you unveiling like the period voice?
That's all I have. That's all I have is this. And I'll be like, dang it. Dumb B word. I hate her.
I mean, I don't have a voice for mine because I have my ablation. And so I don't have one anymore.
Oh, that's right. She doesn't even have. Well, you have a period.
Right.
You
I just don't
bleed.
Have to experience anymore.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Right.
You should do that now.
I know, but I just don't want to go on anesthesia.
It's so great, though.
Oh, yeah. Well,
drugs are so great.
Anesthesia is fun. I will say that.
It's a blast.
I learned that from Michael Bublé this weekend when he microdosed mushrooms and then went chaotic in a press conference for the All-Stars game for NHL. And he was like, I got too many mushrooms. And then he went bonger. Guys, we'll include a link in the show notes. I do want to watch you see Michael Bublé on drugs in front of a mic.
Did Will Arnett do this as well? Was everyone
doing
this?
No, Will Arnett was just sitting next to him while he was chaotically high from mushrooms.
That's incredible.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Good. What if Will Arnett could be your period's character, Aaron? You know, you're...
Well, I'm kind of into that.
You're not. The guy of Reese's Cups and Chevy Trucks.
And Batman?
Yeah, it's a good group.
No, not proper Batman. Tiny
Lego
little
Batman.
Plastic
you, I like that.
Let's put
I
some
like
respect
it.
On Lego Batman's name.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, he's made a lot of money.
Better than Robert Pattinson's Pouty Boy, Pouty
Thank
Sad Boy
you.
Batman.
Oh, I love that.
Better than George Clooney's Batman.
That's true. Does it have nipples?
Aaron, right now, how many Batmans can you name? Knox, over under four.
I'm going to say over.
I'm about to blow you
over.
Immer All effers right. away.
Okay, let's go.
Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Ben Affleck, Robert Pattinson, Will Arnett,
I'm not counting ones we've already mentioned, so you're still three.
No, you have to. You have
well,
to.
Well, she still got to four, though.
I got to four.
And my favorite
you're
part
three,
is...
You're at three, technically. You're at three,
no,
right?
No, I got four.
She got Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Ben Affleck. She named four.
We already said George Clooney. We already said Will Arnett.
But I knew those.
We don't know. We have proof.
But I brought them
my
up.
Favorite part is you're not saying Christian Bale. The one that we
that,
could, like, our
that
generation
would
identify
my favorite
identify
part
with.
Is, like, the most iconic of all
I
time.
I forgot.
The one only, the only one worthy of it all.
I think of, when I think of Christian Bale, I think of Newsies.
That's reasonable. Don't let anyone tell
theater
you otherwise.
Buffet,
you
know?
Theater major.
Okay, let's go. This is from Rebecca Joyner with an underscore in the middle. I'm just not going to even comment on that. My husband's beige flag is that he refuses to let Google Maps tell him directions. He just pulls up the map digitally and looks at it a billion times while driving instead of just pressing start and letting it lead him.
You know, when the underscore is in the middle, it's like it's diggling it its last name.
Yeah. It a little incestuous, I think, is what you're saying.
I don't like that. That's
interesting.
Weird. Listen, to me, this is a red flag because this is a person who doesn't read instructions on how to put furniture together. Mm. And you know how I know that? Because Rebecca's husband would know that you can mute the voice on the GPS.
You can.
And it will still do the directions. But the fact that he won't, like, I wonder if I can mute the voice. I hate the voice. I'm going to, that's just, again, the constitution at work where a man will just be like, no, I'm just going to hold this in my hand and keep moving, scrolling around and pinching and zooming and trying to figure out where I'm supposed to go. That is such a chaotic energy. So that is a red flag for me.
Maybe he's okay. Number one, maybe he's edging himself. Okay. I know you guys don't want to talk about that, but maybe number two, maybe he's challenging himself and he's like, I don't do Wordle. I don't do all these fun games. Everybody else does. I'm trying to grow my gray matter by, like, trying to see if I know where I'm going, but he's not really good at it. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, it's like show frenemy Catherine, who she hates GPS apps because they don't tell her if the traffic light is red or green.
Oh, wow.
She thinks it should
she
tell her.
She thinks it should tell
she
her.
She thinks
that.
It should.
That's like space age technology, Catherine.
Yeah, we
like,
know.
It's a satellite in space and it's helping you get to Walgreens. Like,
she
relax a little bit.
Literally didn't know about GPS. And then when we told her, like, a year ago, she was like, I hate this. Why won't it tell me when it turns red or green? And we were like, you didn't even know this existed.
Because she ran a red light. And we were like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
She just trusted the GPS to tell her about, yeah. Wow. What an escalation of expectation.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I'm not aware of this technology. Why isn't this in my mind?
Yeah. Well, and then we got into such a big fight about it because we were heading home from the beach. And so she was like, I'm just going to go the way I know. I don't need this. And I was like, okay, good luck. Let's see if you do it. And I knew what exit she needed to get off of to do the cut through, right? When you're coming back from, like, the panhandle.
Yeah.
And she was going to drive all the way to Mobile.
Were you in the car with her or were you like,
yes.
In a, oh, wow.
Yeah. And she missed that exit. I said, hey, you missed that exit. And she goes, what? I was like, were you going to drive all the way to Mississippi to go back north to Birmingham?
Yeah.
Listen, there's nothing Jamie loves more than being right about
oh, it's
something.
My favorite.
I don't know if you know
what?
That, Knox.
Hold on,
I know that's
down.
New information
oh,
for you.
Timestamp.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aaron. Are you suggesting for a second that is not you?
Uh-oh.
I wanted to give you your
no,
flowers.
We are twins. We are not sisters. We are twins. Don't act like you're not like that too.
You're great. You're wonderful.
I want to say within this dynamic, it does feel like Aaron's favorite thing is to be underestimated and then prove us to be wrong about
yes.
what we thought. That mm-hmm. might be like the greatest
and it,
feeling.
And it happens so rarely. So
wow. I was gonna say with the Batman, like that was perfect proof.
No, that was a perfect example. Yeah.
I can't believe I forgot Christian Bale. That is embarrassing.
You were getting though. There. You were getting there. It's gonna be fine.
I would have made it.
I do resonate with. I don't like. Navigation apps talking to me. Immediate silence.
Oh yeah, mine's on mute. I don't even like it talking to me.
Even when like they were doing fun character noises, that was fun for a minute. I just don't like being spoken to when I don't expect it. So it's like, just settle down. I'll watch the blue line.
Now, if it could be Christian Bale as Batman doing it,
okay.
I'd probably listen to it.
Yeah, or Christian Bale as Batman as your period. That's an interesting wrinkle. You know?
I'm all in now.
It's a TM. We're going to trademark that. Okay, this last one here. This is from Aubrey.Garrido. I don't mind dots. Underscores really, really vex me. But dots, I'm okay with. You know, like a period.
And because you know why?
Why?
Shift. Shift.
I guess so.
You have to shift for the underscore. You don't have to shift for the period.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a more natural flow. She says, my husband is king of beige flags. He sleeps with a scarf every night. Never uses it during the day. Only at night. Doesn't like his neck getting cold. Calls it his night scarf. Number two, he doesn't believe in farting outside a bathroom under any circumstances, and I haven't heard him fart in 3 years of dating, 2 years of marriage. Lastly, he needs to iron every single article of clothing before wearing it. Pajamas, got to be ironed. Sweatpants, ironed. No matter how late or how informal the attire, the iron is going.
Okay, so this is a beige flag, except I will push back. It should not cause you to be late places because you can't be late to pickleball because you're ironing your shorts.
Sure. That's
fair. You can't do that. But I like this because I think this is the most classic beige flag. It's just a splash of quirk, uh-huh. A night scarf. You know, you're just coming out of the room in your night scarf. It doesn't hurt anybody, and right. It actually keeps your home smelling nice. There's not farts in every room. And he's got a tight, sharp crease, and that could be a euphemism or not. Yeah. I don't know how sweet it is. But but it's the beige flag dream. He's the winner, for sure.
I think this is just low-key awesome. This guy's awesome.
It's low-key awesome.
Like, he sleeps with a night scarf. It's like if you sleep with a survivor buff, hypothetically. That's cool. That's just cool things cool people do, you know?
Right?
Not farting. When is it cool to be like, hey, I'm gonna let it rip in front of you? And that means we're close and we're intimate.
No, it's
because I'll
never.
Almost like my pants in front of you. I think that's ridiculous and make you smell something horrible.
We should not be farting in front of each other.
I don't fart in front of my wife. I don't fart in front of anybody.
I don't
that's
fart
disrespectful.
In front of
I don't burp in people's gross. Faces either, you know?
Aaron, you're quiet. I'm just
listening. No, I like the night scarf is excellent.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that Jamie likes the night scarf since she is on record for hating indoor scarves.
Well,
so
because I'm not, it's a private indoor scarf. If you just wore your indoor scarves at your house while you cold plunge on the deck, that'd be different. But you bring it out here in the world and we're just supposed to think, what are you, like, I'm sorry, Christian Autumn girl, what are you doing? I don't like that.
That's
I think
fair.
That's rude.
That's
I think
fair.
It's rude, honestly. That's what I think. But I love the night scarf and I love an iron. I love an iron moment.
I love the look of the iron. I don't like using the iron. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't like using the iron. I'm a steamer now. I've moved up to a steamer.
Okay. Mm. You know, can I just say this? Can we quit with the conspiracy that steamers work? Because they do not.
They do work.
Okay. They don't. They don't. And we know that.
Maybe it's user error.
No, it might. You have to stand there for 6 hours with a thing like barely like burping steam out. No, I know you do. Jamie, I'm aware.
You gotta put water in it.
It's just ridiculous. It's preposterous that we've talked ourselves into this.
And listen, I'm living in a hotel right now. That's a story for another day. And it has a steamer. It's the first hotel I've ever been in that has a steamer in the room.
Look at that.
It is a nice hotel.
I know, right?
A useless steamer. Amazing. So I think that's it on beige flags. Were there any others that y'all saw that we didn't get to mention here, but
some also rams, Aaron, you got any also rams?
God, there was one that was like, my husband gets a Subway sandwich and eats the vegetables first and then the meat and then the bread.
Incredible.
And that is just absolutely psychotic behavior.
And I like that you call that psychotic, but you do that with a frozen food.
Yeah.
Every time you eat it.
You're right. You're exactly right. I can't even
She doesn't pull it apart though. It all stays in her mouth like a very normal thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our conversation on beige flags. I feel like we were very helpful and comprehensive, and we really did a public service here. If you thoughts and opinions on our thoughts and opinions, please let us know. KnoxandJamie.com/542. All right, Jamie, you want to do some lights?
Let's do some lights.
All right. What is your red light this week?
Okay. It's rapid red light time, and it's rapid red light time, : Black History Month edition. Let's go. Here we go. First up, longtime historical appropriator of Black culture, Justin Timberlake, performed Cry Me a River live last week. And before he sang a note, he said, quote, "I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely effing nobody. You're gross. You're not apologizing to Janet Jackson? Britney Spears? No, you're not doing that? All right. The New York Times published an article called "They'll Take the Travis Kelce Hairdo." That is not since Jennifer Aniston has a haircut become so popular, barbers in America and abroad are being inundated with requests for the Travis Kelce. Again, the New York Times just discovering what a fade is. Please, for the love of God, get some people of color on your staff. We would really appreciate it. And then Io Debris hosted SNL, and TMZ tried to cancel her for, quote, "running her mouth on a podcast." And who among us hasn't run our mouth on a podcast? But it all started when clips resurfaced from a 2020 episode of the podcast Scam Goddess, in which Debris talked about J-Lo, and she said, quote, "her whole career is one long scam. She thinks, like, she's still good, even though she's not singing for most of these songs. Well, that's the thing. She thinks she's on multiple tracks, but it's not her. I think she thinks she's still good, even though she's not singing for most of these songs." J-Lo didn't have time to make it to the studio. Like, J-Lo was busy doing what? Not singing, obviously. Now listen, did Io make a mistake not knowing that she would end up a huge star 4 years later? Probably, right? But was it a dumb mistake for a 24-year-old stand-up? Like, no, it wasn't. She was commenting on pop culture. She's a stand-up. And also, was it a mistake to make her apologize in a sketch and then announce that you booked Shane Gillis to host SNL after he also, quote, ran his mouth on a podcast and used racial and homophobic slurs 9 months before Io said a true factual thing about J-Lo? Ask Meghan Trainor. She sings many of J-Lo's songs. You go listen to a J-Lo song and be like, wow, that does sound like Meghan Trainor, because it is Meghan Trainor.
I did love Io's SNL, though. That was a great episode. Okay, my red light this week is the website Forbes.com. I've been like weirdly fascinated with them because they just have the weirdest content. And it really came to a head this weekend when I was just, you know, scanning my little Google briefing, getting the news, you know, seeing House California feels not great. What's the politics up to? Feels not great. And then it got to pop culture and it was like some guy on Forbes.com is dunking on True Detective season 4. And I'm like, what? Like, what the what? Like, what's going on here? And, you know, posted some link to it. I went today, saw a different guy on Forbes.com. Yeah. And he's also dunking on it. And I'm just trying to understand what's going on. Like, why does Forbes, this is such a weird thing to get specific on, especially from Forbes.com, which is not, I don't know if people know this. I'm not trying to mansplain this to anybody. Forbes.com did not get notoriety for their really great pop culture commentary. It seemed more on the financial side. So I went to the website and I was like, I want to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
And it comes down to two dudes, Paul and Eric with a K. And, you know, behind the scenes, I learned that, like, you know, they farm out a lot of their content. People get paid on views. So you are incentivized to be more polarizing with your stuff, right? But let me read some headlines, all related to True Detective, okay? True Detective season 4, these are all post titles, okay? True Detective season 4 is getting lower scores than even season 2 on IMDb. That's a statement, that's not a title, right? True Detective Night Country has stopped making any amount of sense. True Detective Night Country, the crushing disappointment continues. True Detective Night Country, such a disappointing premiere. True Detective Night Country, one of the most disappointing mystery shows ever made. And then this is why True Detective Night Country season 1 connections feel so forced and lame. And it feels like two guys competing for like who can have the biggest hate erection for this show that is objectively a good show. You know, is it the best show ever made? No, but it's a good show. It's a good mystery show.
It's a good show.
Is it so simple? Like it's a female showrunner and it's primarily female characters. Is that really it? Like, am I not that naive? Like, that's really the problem here.
Do you want to know what Eric's favorite movies are?
Oh, please.
Yes.
Braveheart.
Okay.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Schindler's List.
Bro, what?
And Tropic Thunder.
He's like, Robert Downey Jr. should be able to do full blackface again.
Who do you think he was?
allegedly.
Yeah, let's toss allegedly in there.
That's an allegedly.
I just don't get it. It's a good show. Like, why is everybody so mad about it? So whatever. Jamie, what's your green light this week?
Okay, I have two green lights, but my first is a new, it's a stand-up special, but I would argue it's not a stand-up special. It comes from Jacqueline Novak, and it's called Get on Your Knees, and it's on Netflix. And the reason I'm saying it's not a stand-up special, because it was really created as a one-woman show. So it has a Mike Birbiglia vibe about it, and it leans stand-up, but it's more than that. It's literally more than that because it's 90 minutes, but it's also more because Jacqueline presents kind of this philosophical meditation on sex, coming of age, and a certain body part, and you might could guess it from the title of the special. But it's basically a high energy, hilarious sex talk, and it is fantastic. So that's my first one. And then my second one is a mutual green light, the that's rarest right. of the rares, and it is the new series, Mr. and Miss Smith, on Amazon. This is an 8-episode. Listen, I wrote down it's a drama and comedy and action and crime show. It's like all the things, but I wouldn't say it leans too heavily in any one thing. So it really does have balance. So the stars are two of our favorites from other beloved green lights, Donald Glover of Community and Atlanta, and then Maya Erskine of Pen 15. This show is not a remake of the Angelina Jolie Brad Pitt 2005 movie. I like to say that it uses that film as a wallpaper. it's just a reference point. And they do reference and kind of get out the comparisons out of the way in literally the first 10 minutes of the first episode. So it's about two strangers who land a job working for a mysterious spy agency, but they also must hold identities as a married couple. And you see their relationship evolve. To me, it's stunning. The budget of this was Penthouse, Jamie. You can tell.
The budget of this.
Holy moly.
Like, you're in Italy. You're in New York. You're in, I don't know this country, but it's beautiful. Like some of the choices, the set piece choices per episode were unbelievable.
It's weird. It's almost like a procedural. Like, you get this like one guest star that is always somebody like you're like, oh,
yeah,
I love them, in an episode where you're kind of telling the story of this, of the spying. But really, this show is them being married is as important, if not more important, than them being spies. And you're seeing their relationship evolve and change and pivot. Their chemistry is fantastic. And let me say this about Donald Glover. I forgot how goofy he is until the moment requires it. But then I've watched a bunch of press tour of them together doing the lie detector on Vanity Fair and all the things. They are electric. They're so funny together. He is the biggest doofus. And I forget that because let me tell you, he is a delicious treat. My short king, my 5'9" short king, love you, mean it. I was like, are you flirting with me?
Like, because he's like real chiseled. He's high fashion, kind of has the Lando. I don't know what the timeline was, but he's got the Lando stash and beer going.
That's right. Whoa. Always wearing the tighties.
Yeah.
Always wearing the tighties.
Yeah. Look, this show is so good. I almost wanted to like recommend it to Erin and be like, Erin, you should watch this. But I know when we do that, she's not going to watch it. So I'm not doing that.
I'm
well, good.
It.
We're not recommending it. That's fine.
No, we're not recommending it.
I'm going to watch it.
No one is saying like The Young Pope is a good show. You should watch it. No one's saying that here. So not doing that, but it's a good show, objectively. The chemistry is so good. This is like it's like Hiro Murai directed, I don't know how many, but several of these episodes. And he has just the best eye. But like the I think what you mentioned, like the genre, I don't know what the murkiness is such a benefit, because there's some things that are really funny and then it gets kind of sweet and then it gets kind of deep, kind of dark. The way, I don't know how they did this, like the way they articulate a lot of secret parts of marriage where, with this couple that don't really have that yet, but they're still together. And to your point, Jamie, the way they use, I think cameo usage is so difficult, and sometimes it can take you out of an episode. Sometimes it's not a good fit, but it's a big name. But the way they so calculatedly use certain cameos, and they're there and then they're gone, it's brilliant. It's like Wagner Moura and Parker Posey, that episode where
what
it's just so stupid good,
and you're just like, what? Because at first you're like, oh, is that anything gonna happen? And then the end of that episode where they recap what happened in the episode is one of my favorite moments between a couple on screen, because it's so real and so grounded in things you would actually do as
that's a what I mean. Like, anybody who's ever left like a weird gathering and like there's a few minutes of silence and be like, okay, are we S-word talking now? Because I have some things to get off my chest.
I know.
It was so much better than I thought it was going to be. Not that I thought it was going to be bad, but just, I forgot how talented Donald Glover is. And that's not, I just mean in terms of like his immediacy in the production, the development, the creation of, and how he is, he's so funny, he's so smart, he's so thoughtful. In Atlanta, he didn't really get to be goofy, you know, like straight ahead funny goofy.
Yeah.
But here he does, and he's so charming.
He's so good. And fun fact, you guys, Knox and I were talking about this, how much we love the show. And so for Best Friends of the Show, every month we do a pilot program episode. And this Friday, we are doing a pilot program deep dive on the first episode of this series and a little history on all the Mr. and Mrs. Smith of it all on Friday, February 9th. So, and we've opened back up free trials for BFOTs. So if you'd like to do a 7-day free trial, you can listen to that episode and then decide if you want to hang out and stay with us.
That's right. That's right. My other green light this week is, it's a book. It's Chain Gang All-Stars. This is by Nana Kwame Adjei-Brenya, who he also wrote, I didn't realize this until I was looking into everything he'd written. He wrote Friday Black, which I think I greenlit a few years ago.
Yes,
like a short story collection.
Yeah.
So good. This was, I'd seen this recommended a couple times, but it was one of the most engrossing books I've read in a long time. And it's set in this like mildly dystopic future where prisons have been privatized, but also kind of gamified for entertainment pleasure. So imagine like the Real World or Road Rules challenge, but it's prisoners and it's Gladiator. They fight to the death. And it follows like a chain, like a group, a team called, well, it follows, they're called like a chain gang all-stars. And it follows two main characters on that chain who exist as potentially like the best gladiators to ever do it. They're trying to fight their way to freedom. And along the way, they're, you know, they're trying to reckon with their pasts and also maybe their love for each other. It is, it's not just a good premise. It's a great execution on all the little details of like how a place like this would come to pass and how it would function and how, you know, we would allow this to come to pass. Really great character work. I like in the audio version, I like that they use a ton of different voices. So it's not just one person contorting their voice to make it work. They actually use different voice talent, which I thought was so great. But this, I blew through it. It was a super, like I said, super engrossing. It makes you want to get through it really quickly. Kind of heartbreaking in spots, but a really interesting, really clever, really smart Chain Gang All-Stars. That's going to do it for this episode of Popcast and Free Garment. Anytime you're shopping on Amazon, make sure you go to amazon.com/shop/tpopcast first so your purchase uses our affiliate link. If every item purchased using that link this week was, Jamie, this is just a good old-fashioned grill scraper.
Okay, so this one is $40, which I was like, is that what a grill scraper costs?
It's pretty expensive.
It is the number one bestseller in grill brushes and has 5,000 ratings and 4.3 stars. So people really love this, except Sam.
Oh, no.
Sam did not love it. And the reason I learned that is because he answered every question that people had about. And when I say every, he answered 8 questions from people about. So why $69 if it's made in China? Why is it missing the black handle to hang on your grill? Can you use this on a Blackstone? Why does it take so long to deliver? What is the difference between the red and blue model? You might be saying, well, why aren't you giving us the answers? Because he answered, Sam answered all of these with, it's a waste of money.
Wow.
Every single one of them. And then my favorite, how much for the bikini girl to watch me clean my grill?
Okay.
And he said, probably cheaper than this waste of money product.
Good work, Sam. That's good.
Good work, Sam. Made it work. All right, you guys. Don't forget, we are revealing our secret on Friday. And we want you to know what it is. So go to knoxandjamie.com/secret to sign up for our newsletter, Note for the Audio, and you can find out all our secrets. I'm Jamie Golden. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jamie D. Golden.
I'm Knox McCoy. You can find me on socials at Knox McCoy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. With our live shows coming up in June, I've obviously started doing a little shopping. It's always so fun to look for live show outfits and accessories and go through my travel checklist to see what might need a refresh. I don't need much of an excuse to get myself a Prezi, but one of the things I have on my list that I need to get before the new show is a new sun top from Pear Eyewear. Wearing my Pear Eyewear eyeglasses on travel days is probably one of my favorite life hacks, especially if you have an early morning flight. Who wants to wake up and have to deal with contacts before you have to get on a plane? Throwing on my glasses and then adding the sun top when I need them is just so much more convenient. I think the Brushed Rose sun top might be the perfect one to add to my collection. Pair sun top frames start at just $30 and the prescription glasses start at only $60. Don't forget that you can save even more by using pre-tax FSA and HSA dollars, and they always have free standard shipping and a flexible 30-day return policy. One pair, infinite possibilities. Go to PairEyewear.com and use code POP for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that the podcast sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's PairEyewear.com, code POP.
Have you ever heard a song on the radio and felt like it was written about you? That's why I'm so excited to share about our new sponsor, Songfinch. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. I'm on their website right now, and I'm about to create my very first song. They've made it so easy. When you go to songfinch.com/popcast, all you have to do is click the big orange button that says start your song. In order to make the songs entirely original and personalized, they ask questions like, who are you creating this song for and what's your inspiration? You get to pick the artist who creates the song for you, or you can have Songfinch help you by selecting between genres, vocal styles, vibe, and tempo. You can get as detailed and personalized as you like, but the process couldn't be easier for a songwriting novice like myself. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Go to songfinch.com/podcast and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/podcast. Don't forget to share your song with us too, songfinch.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.